Now, more than ever, it is easier than at any point in history to do yoga at home. Watch this video and you will find out how you can do yoga at home too. If you're watching this video, then you are at the perfect place and time to be doing yoga at home. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with the teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you are new here, be sure to subscribe and press that little bell, because in the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every single day for a new year 30-day yoga challenge. On day 5, you'll get a video about when should I practice yoga. On day 6, the video will be about how to do yoga in the morning. And then on day 7, you will get a video about what yoga should I do in the morning? So if this sounds like something that interests you, then subscribe and press that little bell so that you do not miss a single video in our 30-day challenge this month. As I said, if you're watching this video on YouTube, then there has never been a more perfect time in history for you to be practicing yoga at home. When I first started practicing yoga at home over 20 years ago, I used to come to the yoga mat completely blind, try to remember what my yoga teacher taught in class, and kind of put something together on my own. That, or buy expensive VHS tapes, yes, VHS tapes, and try to figure out a routine from a book. I am that old. Now, there are probably millions of free yoga classes available for you at the click of your mouse or on any topic you can imagine. Yoga for back pain, yoga for anxiety, restorative yoga, yin yoga, yoga nidra, hatha yoga, it's all there for you. So how can you do yoga at home? I suggest it starts the day before. Number one, figure out what time of day is going to be best for your yoga practice. It might be first thing in the morning, maybe before you go to work, but if you have to be at work super early, that might not be feasible for you. In which case, I have several students who have a consistent evening yoga practice. Maybe it's easier for you to close your office door at lunch and do 45 minutes of yoga then. Make it work for you and your life. Commit the time to yourself and make sure you put it in your calendar. Number two, I find part of the commitment is to get everything together into one space, including my yoga clothes. So that means I have all my yoga props and everything I need for my yoga practice where I'm going to practice my yoga. I practice first thing in the morning, bright and early, and I used to roll out of my bed and practice in my pajamas. However, for the past few months, I've been laying out my yoga clothes the night before and putting on in the morning. It makes my yoga practice really special and something I observe with much more reverence when I show up in my clothes rather than my pajamas. Number three, plan ahead what you're going to practice. If you don't have an at-home yoga practice going yet, I would suggest planning what you're going to do ahead of time so that you don't waste any of your precious time on your yoga mat scrolling through millions and millions of possibilities online. If you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see that I have tons of playlists to choose from, and you can choose from many playlists on my channel, from hatha yoga classes, restorative yoga classes, yin yoga classes, yoga for back pain or hip pain, yoga for emotions, transforming your inner critic, beginner yoga videos, chakra yogas, just to name a few. And when you click on the playlist link, make sure you click on the plus 30 more. For some reason, it only shows you a few when you click on playlist. Number four, my nose is running because it's cold out here. Show up and practice. One of my fellow Sangha members at a recent meditation retreat gave the best piece of advice I've ever heard about sticking with her daily meditation practice. And I think this applies well to practicing yoga at home too. It was genuine and simple. She said, "I don't go to bed until I practice yoga." And I think this was exceptional advice. She said she would notice her willingness to watch an hour of TV or YouTube or read a novel and say to herself, "If I can do that, then I can meditate. But I'm not going to let myself go to bed until I've done my practice." So thank you so much for practicing today. Put the word home in the comments if you watched all the way to the end, and I will see you tomorrow. Namaste.